We now return to the Dirty Truth with Addison Ikes.
Welcome back to the show, friends. Before we continue, I'd like to thank the sponsor of Truth and Freedom, Ham of the Month Club. Send your friends and family the gift of cured meats this month. The theme is honey glazed. Use offer code DIRTY to get 10% off your first order. Ham of the Month Club. Kill them with kindness and sodium. Ham of the Month Club. Friends, before the break, we were talking about how Planned Parenthood is not only a front to fund the upcoming invasion of the human race by those dreaded lizard men menaces, the reptiliacs, but that it also provided unborn fetuses to them as a fun time snack. Hashtag Obama and Hillary eat unborn babies. So right now, as we speak, the former president is having a meeting with newly elected president to plead his case about keeping those fiendish institutions open. But before we do that, let's go to Addison's Corner, a new segment of the show where I recommend some of my favorite books. This month's pick is a light read that you can enjoy in front of the fireplace, lying in bed, or stuffed up on the toilet from eating too many complimentary samples from the Ham of the Month Club, called The Elders of the Protocols of Zion. I highly recommend it. It is a great text, and I'm putting it on the bookshelf of truth, along with last month's pick, Children of the Matrix, and before that, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. It's a great addition to your bookshelf of truth, or truth shelf, copyrighted Ikes Corp, 2017, and I cannot recommend it highly enough. Hold on, folks. I'm getting a word from my producer, Alex, in the booth.
You might want to take a look at the live feed on the meeting right now.
We'll get to that in a minute, Alex. I'm doing recommendations.
Yeah, it can't wait.
All right, fine. Let's take a look. Sweet Jesus! What the hell am I even looking at? All these bodies, and one doesn't even have a head.
Well, during the meeting, a 2-foot lizard burst out of Obama's chest and ate President Trump's head.
Holy shit. Reptiliacs? They're real? I mean, of course they're real. It was only a matter of time before they made their move.
Actually, that's not all. Before it left, it looked straight into the camera and said something in its lizard language, then it mentioned you by name before it left.
All right, well, maybe you were hearing things, Alex. There's no way that,
Hold on. There's someone at the booth door. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God! Oh Jesus! Alex. Oh Jesus! It's Alex. Killing everyone! No, please!
What?
Well, no, please spare me!
Alex.
I come to the surface!
Alex, can you hear me?
Oh God! I welcome you to the surface, my scaly ruler! Please!
What the hell is going on? Alex! Alex! Well, okay, folks. Looks like I'll be getting out of here a little early today. Thanks so much for joining me. See you again. Hopefully, maybe never. I'm not entirely sure. Alex! Alex, you're alive!
What? Pardon me. It usually takes us a while to adapt to newly possessed bodies.
Okay.
It is finally nice to meet the enemy of the reptiliacs and the hero of the surface world. I assume you're wondering why I am here, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Then I will tell you. I am here
Hold on. Are you telling me that you and your people have come to take over the surface world and you're giving me an exclusive interview?
Yes, as I was saying, I am here to...
Hold that thought. Before you go any further about your plans for a new world order, there's just one important thing I've got to say, and it's that this segment is brought to you by Bro Balls Energy Drink. Bro Balls Energy Drink, for when your bros need the energy to play one more game of shirtless Ultimate Frisbee. Grab a Bro Balls Energy Drink. Bro Balls! Get some balls, bro! All right, you were saying? You're here to do what now?
Kill you. I was going to say kill you.
What?!
I cannot have the hero of the surface continue to selflessly warn the people about our plans.
Wait.
Not when we are so close to our ultimate goal.
Wait. You don't have to do that, okay? To be honest, I didn't even think you guys were real. I was only saying that so these idiots would make me rich. And they did make me rich. Truth be told, I'm actually a construction worker from Queens. I only got this job because the producers saw me going on a homophobic rant while on my lunch break. This isn't even how I talk. This is how I talk.
Regardless, I will present your head to our queen. I will become her consort and lead the charge upon the surface world. Now come, face your death like a warrior.
No, wait, no!
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We'll now go live to our sister station, the GigaHub Network, where their only show, The Geek Lounge, is already in progress.
What was that?
Isn't that
he's ranting.
Isn't that a conspiracy theory nut job like down the hall from us?
Yeah.
He's always yelling about stuff.
He is always yelling.
Anyway, let's take a break, and then when we come back, we'll have our guests, and we will give you the last show, the last Geek Lounge. So stick around for that.
All right, come back.
Welcome back, everyone, to the final episode of the Geek Lounge.
Woo.
Pour one out for us. go get a 40. Pour one out for us.
Somebody died?
This show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Indefinite hiatus.
Not going to lie, we're a little bit drunk. No, I'm just kidding. I wish.
You are lying.
I am lying. Yeah, I don't drink very much. So.
I am also not drunk, sadly.
Yet. Yet. I have a feeling that's yet for you. That's
nah.
It's an inevitability for you?
Nah.
At some point you'll be
today.
Drunk?
Well, at some point, yeah.
Sure, yeah. Some point in the future.
Yes.
I think I'm going to drink tonight.
Yeah. At the show?
The big show.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
To our six consistent listeners, thank you.
Yes.
That's right, yes, to everyone who has consistently...
Six consistent listeners.
Listen.
Hi, Dad.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
And the coven, of a coven.
Hey, Mom, and my five cousins.
Shouts out to Ivan.
Should we give a brief explanation or no?
Yeah, let's do that. They at least.
Yeah.
Shortest is Trump.
Yeah, we.
Long story short, Trump.
Trump.
Yeah, Trump sending half of us back to Mexico. And half of us aren't even Mexican.
Yeah, and the half of that half isn't even Mexican.
Yeah.
The rest going to Russia.
We tried a lot of things over the last year and. We just couldn't seem to maintain any kind of ratings, so it was kind of one
really
of those
your
deals
fault,
where we did
people.
Well, of course, yeah. Oh, it's their fault.
Yeah, because they didn't lend an ear.
Well, it's okay.
You know what? We could have sold ourselves right here and just been like, you know what? Because you were too successful and we weren't ready for it, so we're leaving.
And it's not that we're necessarily.
I think
going
this show's
anywhere.
A little advanced for people.
Yeah, we're,
you know what I mean?
Definitely, 10 years from now, I'm going to hear the Geek Lounge. We're ahead of their time.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. But
we're like the Sega Dreamcast.
Long story short, we're going to do stuff. We're going to try different things, I guess.
Yeah, so,
probably the best way to put it.
So this show is done. However, we are not. We will have other programs and other projects that we were going to work on for your listening pleasure.
Yep.
Yes.
So Motown.
It's probably the best way to put that.
Yeah. So also Trump.
So welcome.
Yes.
All six of you.
Yeah. Is the Japanese person,
and Paul's dad.
The person in Japan, the one person?
Occasionally. Yeah. That Japan listener still pops up.
He's
you know, because we can see everybody that listens.
Right.
He's my favorite.
There's occasionally like one in Japan.
Domo.
And there's occasionally one in like Europe.
Domo nice. Arigato.
Yeah, domo arigato. So that's kind of...
We're very international.
Yeah. I think we bring quite the international flair.
There you go.
Two white people, a Puerto Rican and a Hispanic and a Mexican.
Yeah. That's all you really need.
Mm. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think there's
so there's that. It's kind of bittersweet, but
yeah.
You know.
It could be a priest and a rabbi in the building.
Mm.
And a punchline.
So, yeah.
And a partridge
somewhere.
In a pear tree.
Somewhere.
Here's the punchline.
That
was bad.
There it is.
So we're just kind of loosey goosey today.
Loosey goosey.
Unlike our the other shows show. Where it was like
really
not
rigid.
As loosey goosey.
Just really rigid.
Can I do something right now? Can I do something right now?
Don't get off topic.
Now, we usually try not to swear on the show.
Uh-oh.
But I want to go around and just let everyone say their favorite swear. Go ahead. Anybody want to?
Motherfucker.
There you go.
Hijo de la gran puta.
Oh, shit. Wait. We got international.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Do it again.
Hijo de la gran puta.
Yeah.
That's son of a bitch.
That's your mother. Your mother.
For people who don't speak Arab, that's son of a bitch.
I got one. It's this is one I like. I like to put this together. At my old job, they really like this, and I didn't know what it was for a while. Chupa me culo.
Was that like big ass or something?
Suck my ass.
Suck my ass.
Like a straw, just suck whatever's in the back of his throat.
Oh yeah, chupacabra. Yes,
that's the greatest thing.
Chupa me culo.
That's the greatest thing Mean Gene Okerlund ever said to someone. Suck my ass, Mooney.
Suck my ass,
Mooney.
Wow,
this motherfucker.
Bollocks. Bollocks. That's yours. Bollocks. That's it. Bollocks.
Bollocks. Yeah. I like that. That's good.
Fucking bollocks.
Bollocks, mate.
I guess. Bollocks. I also, shit.
Which is shit in British, bollocks. I mean, it means balls, but
yeah, it's a,
you say it like we would say balls. Shit. That's shit. Yeah,
sure.
Bullshit. Bollocks. Anyway, so, cuss words around the world.
There we go. Hijo de gran puta.
That's great.
That's great. So, we're teaching kids, if there's kids listening,
how if to anything curse else, their own language. If nothing else, we're teaching.
Yeah.
It's an educational project.
It's a teaching.
Imagine if, like, there's a kid in line at a trying to get lunch and some other kid cuts him and he just yells out all like, "Hijo de gran puta."
Where the heck did he
yell? Fucking bollocks.
He's learning Spanish.
Motherfucker.
Chupa mi culo.
Anyway, there you go. Chupa mi culo. Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
Which, by the way, the t-shirt store won't go away either.
No, hell
that's,
no.
That'll still hell be there. No. There's plenty of non-related show stuff there. Just a quick plug for the t-shirt store.
We make an average of $3 a week selling t-shirts. Yeah, I mean, $3 a month. $3 a
month. We are rolling in. How do we not have a Scrooge McDuck-sized vault with coins and money to just dive into like we're swimming? How?
And where is the warehouse with the shirts?
They're print on demand.
Yeah.
Print on demand. It's a little.
Why don't you
it's,
lie?
It's I mean, potentially a little more pricey, but there's no upfront cost.
I'm thinking that's, of that in China. Thing. There's some kind of big warehouse.
Full that of guy in Japan. T-shirts.
They keep calling us every so often. We can't keep holding your stuff. No one's buying it.
Adam flies there every once in a while.
Mr. Adam, welcome, welcome.
Oh, come big and look at the American warehouse. Penis.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Big American penis. Hey.
We need this space so our female workers can sleep.
Yeah,
we've during their lunch break.
Yeah, we had to kick our workers out of their bunks because that's where we've been keeping your t-shirts. You got to take them at some point.
Now it's all print on.
Is that an offer the shirts or is that an offer the Chinese workers that don't have a home anymore because of us?
Yeah, what about all? This, what's going on the with
shirts,
the staff?
Is the shirts the staff, that will no longer have a home?
Are we
not the people?
Are
not
you giving the staff people like? Are they getting some severance pay or?
When I get paid, lounge, I will be happy to give you severance pay.
I got like $7.35 in my pocket. You guys want to split that?
You got severance pay.
Well, you did offer me some donuts, so yeah. Okay. I'll take that.
I feel like that's your severance pay.
I feel good about donuts. That. I feel all right about that. What's in the swear jar? We could split that up.
I don't know. There's probably a few
that's
bucks
where
in
I got
right
the
now.
$7 from. Anyway, yeah, that's what's happening. So, like I said, we're not completely done here. We're just done with the show, and we'll do other creative endeavors.
Definitely. I mean, I like to think it's on hiatus. I'm not saying like we're never going to do it again.
Oh, no. It's
tune in
like
next
it's
week.
Come back. It's 6 feet under.
A couple weeks.
Oh, not say that.
No.
No, of course not. Maybe we'll come back to it at some point, but this is the last show right now.
Yep.
Look at movies. You know what I mean? They always come back and make a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Remake them. Yeah, movies that are like 10 or 15 years, like sequels that are 10 or 15 years after are always better. Always better than the original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the Dukes of Hazzard.
Spoilers. Sorry, all of Rogue One dies.
Yeah. And then Skull Island opened this week, which Paul says he did not like.
So. Well, I mean, I didn't like, I loved some parts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't get too into detail.
You know? Okay.
But you love some parts, you didn't like others.
I saw it. Here's the spoiler. Rogue One dies. All of Rogue One.
All of them.
At the
Kong
end of King.
Kong is big. He's really big.
Well, he's got to fight Godzilla in two movies.
King Kong's really big.
He's bulking up for the main event.
Yeah, I started watching Godzilla vs. King Kong again, the old 1963, to get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that? About
Kong and Skull Island?
No, about... meeting.
I'm cautiously optimistic. That's why I'm hoping Skull Island corrects some
can
of
we
bullshit
have a,
from Godzilla.
I would love it if they put out like a half hour thing before them, like a month before the movie, where it's basically just a weigh-in.
Yeah, that'd
be cool. You know, and they're like posing with each other, you know, and
I just see how
trash talking and stuff.
I don't see how Kong could even go up against Godzilla.
Me neither. No, he's got nuclear breath.
Yeah.
He did in the.
He's got to be fast.
He did in the old movie. He was a lot faster. That's why he did so much better.
I was going to say.
Plus, unlike Godzilla, he was picking up trees and shoving them down Godzilla's throat, like that.
Okay, I could see that.
Oh, yeah. So it's basically a mammalian brain versus a reptilian brain.
Yeah, right. And they even talk about that in the movie about how
nice
the mammalian brain, because he's so much faster, he can respond, he's smarter. But, you know, and but the funny thing is Godzilla ends up kicking the shit out of him. but because now apparently King Kong in the Toho universe, King Kong is powered by electricity. He gets struck by lightning and becomes more powerful.
Awesome. Wait, that's the only.
In
the Toho movie.
Super Saiyan.
Yeah, the Toho. And that's the only reason why he ends up defeating Godzilla.
I thought you meant in Skull Island. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Powered by electricity.
That's what I didn't like. Yeah, What's this electrical thing?
I know.
Yeah. All right, okay, here's the thing. In Hollywood, I'm going to give you this idea, and I think Paul will appreciate it. Let's do a three-way dance, right?
Yeah, go for it.
We're at Godzilla versus King Kong versus a gargantuan.
I love the gargantuans.
Versus a gargantuan.
Nice.
Yeah, so we put out a gargantuan movie. Three-way dance.
I thought you were going to throw a big show.
Apparently, the next Godzilla
and the big show.
The next Godzilla they're going to have
Strowman.
Yeah, they're going to have Mothra and King Ghidorah. I don't know why they're going there.
I don't know.
Like, I don't get it. Like, why?
Just throwing a bunch of classics. Stuff in.
I mean, I guess it depends how they do it.
It's kind of like Marvel. They're just throwing all the characters out, and pretty soon they're going to put them all together.
Yeah. But that's a weird thing. Like, for Americans, unless you're a kid, Mothra, or you have, you know, you're a fan of the movies as a kid, Mothra is just like, what's with the giant moth? So I kind of get that. But for Japan, I mean, Mothra's kind of like...
Abraham Lincoln.
Well, maybe not that quite that crazy, but there's a lot of...
George Washington.
That's a big deal. You know what I mean? You can't minimize Mothra. You know what I mean? So, George Petraeus.
Don't minimize Mothra as a t-shirt.
What about the turtle? Is he going to be ever show up? Flying turtle?
Gamera?
Yeah.
Gamera.
Not with Godzilla.
Make it a four-way with...
Yeah.
Not with Godzilla. Gamera
is really neat. He is made of turtle meat.
We love eating Gamera.
Crazy. Hell yeah.
That's awesome. Put Gamera
in. You guys seen that, that trailer for Ultraman, right, on YouTube?
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
Awesome. I don't know what it is.
Is it a real trailer?
But it looks amazing.
Yeah, well.
I think it is.
I think.
Yeah, it looks like it is.
But I've never seen anything.
Never happened. Yeah.
It looks cool.
Ultraman, four way.
Yeah.
It looks really, really cool. I suggest everybody go YouTube then, Ultraman trailer.
So we'll have the four of them fighting, and then at some point, Rodan will pop out with a chair. With a folding chair.
It'll be a table of ladders.
Oh, my God, it's
Rodan!
He's got a chair!
He's got a chair! My God!
My God!
I think he's dead!
He broke his back!
Rodan!
He took the chair from the Lincoln Memorial.
Oh, man.
But then the statue of Abraham Lincoln came to life to fight Rodan so that the match could continue.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a statue of Abraham Lincoln, my God!
With the Ghostbusters inside his hat.
With the
four Ghostbusters inside his hat.
Oh, my God! Right, Godzilla has cooked the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, then they're all four taking turns eating them!
No, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is the old authority figure, so he comes out.
And to quote Abraham Lincoln's statue, he is delicious!
So he comes out, oh, my God, it's the general manager of Stay Puft Marshmallow, like, hey, player, if y'all going to be down there, we're going to turn this into a six-man match. Holla, holla, and then he leaves.
And then he leaves.
Don't make me take this little sailor suit off.
And I'm going to add The Undertaker.
And that'll be happening next week. Like, woo.
All right, you guys ready for a break?
I guess. How long did this segment run?
I don't know, because we have big chunks we have to edit out.
Do we, though?
Well, some of it, yeah.
Okay.
But we're going to take a break, and we'll be right
back. Yeah, I guess.
Tried to watch. Did you see that thing I put on the game? I was watching Game of Death.
The proto Photoshop.
I'm like, what's going on here?
The physical.
That's not Bruce Lee.
Yes, it is. Like, that is his face.
No, but the rest of every time, like, and they kept showing that guy, some guy with glasses on, looking to the side, and I'm like, that guy is horrible. That guy doesn't look like Bruce Lee at all.
Nope.
It was a young Ang Lee.
There is a documentary about Game of Death specifically, and they show a lot of unused footage about the actual pagoda that they go into.
Yeah.
It's fucking good. Like, because the idea was it was supposed to be like 10 levels or 20 levels, and every level is like a different martial arts style that they have to overcome to get to the top.
Uh-huh.
It was like really cool. But most of that is all cut out from the actual
So obviously
movie.
I take it that they filmed the ending.
I don't know why.
Before
yeah, right? oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before they filmed anything else,
I think
and that
so,
was
yeah.
it. It's weird.
Yeah, because it starts out where it's kind of him, and then he's not really in the rest of the movie. Yeah. And then he's in a couple fight scenes, and then he's in the finale, and that's it.
It's like almost unwatchable, man. I couldn't even, yeah. I couldn't take it. I was like, this is horrible. This guy ain't even, this
Game
guy,
of death is
that,
bad.
That guy in it is not even a good Bruce Lee lookalike. He looks so, like when they show him walking away, he looks so skinny. He's just like, and I'm like, God dang. Bruce Lee's like, you know what I mean? Bruce Lee's like put together. And this guy was like just skinny. And they showed that, like you said, that mirror scene where they put his face on the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what is that?
It's like a physical cut and paste. Like it's pre-Photoshop. Really? Pre-digital Photoshop, yeah.
Dude.
Like right, you can see, you can see like the edge of.
Yeah, all right.
It's bad.
It's like somebody made a meme, but we're doing it like a legitimate movie.
Yeah. The entire movie is a meme.
Yeah. You can see the.
Yeah. Oh my God! Wait, that is nuts. It looks like South Park and shit.
Bruce Lee it looks does.
Like. And I fuck your uncle. Watch. You fuck my uncle. I fuck your uncle. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that was like someone printed that and then just put a string around it, and it's just a mask that somebody's wearing.
That's back when it was called Photoshop.
You know what's crazy?
That was like Deadpool when he's wearing the.
I don't know who the actor.
The Ryan Reynolds.
I've seen him. In
Ryan Reynolds is wearing the
or the Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman mask.
He fights like one, two, three guys, I think, and then that guy's the last guy.
Yeah.
This white guy with a cane, and the dude gets punches in on Bruce. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a decent, but it's funny because it's obviously like a stunt double. You know what I mean? So they, you know, that guy is stiff as hell and old, and then the stunt double's like, wah, 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 and Bruce is jumping and everything, and I'm like, what is this? Why did they have to do that? That's like when DMX like pushed Jet Li up against the wall when they were fighting, and I'm like, come on. I literally got up and I was like, I can't. I'm gonna leave. All right, I'll stay. That's horrible.
Hey yo, I'm gonna push Jet Li up against the wall. You can't touch me. And I'm gonna push him up against the wall. Hey, I know karate too.
Did you see karate?
Yeah, okay.
Did you see Mike Tyson in that Jet Li movie?
What? Yeah, I saw it. In the Donnie Yen movie.
Ip Man 3. Yeah, right.
Yeah, he had a scene where he fought. It's actually pretty cool. It's like watching a Street Fighter match.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It's like when you watch, you know, martial arts movies, it looks like those guys are unbeatable.
Yeah.
But when you put a foreign fighter in there, like a boxer
Somebody that's totally mismatched.
And it's still they're unbeatable too, but in their own style.
Yeah.
You know, I'd always think that Kung Fu can whoop anything, you know.
But
they don't think that either. When Mike Tyson was on there, he was like a brick wall.
Yeah.
Whenever he punched him,
I'd hate to get punched by that.
Everything was heightened, you know. And when Donnie Yen would put a bunch of hands on him, Mike Tyson would just go.
Yeah, it was just like
you know, it was
you know. Because and then when he was coming in punching, he was
it was like you're playing Street Fighter, and it's like Fei Long versus Bison, or and Bison.
Fight Balrog.
Or Balrog, that was right, Balrog, that's right. They switched
him. My punch up.
Balrog, yeah.
He looked
I'm glad they didn't give him lines, because that would have ruined the whole thing. Yeah.
They actually...
Not so tough now, are you?
Actually,
you did all you got. I'm in the mood for beef and broccoli.
He was actually speaking really good Chinese. I was shocked. Yeah.
But no, one thing I noticed about that movie, though, is that he's in the movie like twice, right?
Yeah.
Like twice. And it's almost as if, I don't know, I got the feeling that he was like an afterthought. Like they might have filmed those scenes. Because really, if you'd eliminated him...
Yeah, nothing would change.
It would have been, you know, nothing would have changed.
He's in his office, Donnie Yen had to visit him to fight him.
Visits him. He's there at the beginning, and then he's there at the
end. It's like a contractual thing,
and
you know?
He's not even at the very end. He's not even like the bad
no.
guy. He's just, it was like, we got to get some, like a big name so we can release this in the U.S. maybe or something like that.
What year was this movie?
2015?
Yeah, it's pretty recent. Yeah.
So he's got the tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the face tattoo.
He said
did you watch Ip Man 2? where he actually did fight a boxer, and again, proof that British people are the best villains, because the guy who was the boxer was a total
dickhead.
That guy was awesome. Twister.
Twister.
Yeah.
That was good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
That's a good fight.
Man, the white people are fucking...
I mean, I'm not a martial artist, so I don't know, but it was entertaining to me.
Should have fought that Prince Massad, whatever, the one boxer.
Oh, the guy! Yeah, what's his name? You told me about
it. That dude was crazy.
Yeah.
He's some British boxer, but he was Middle Eastern, and he just...
Oh, yeah,
most of the people he fought, he was just so much better than...
Prince Shabazz or something?
Something like that, like Massad Shabazz or something, but he would just... I mean, he just taunt him, and
I like that guy. Like, I remember that guy. Yeah. Yeah, wow. The whole fight, that's all he would do.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That's crazy. That's
whatever happened to that guy. I think he got
retired.
No, did he get knocked out or something? I thought he.
He lost a few times. Yeah, he didn't always win, but because eventually you're going to meet somebody that you don't match up well against. Doesn't matter how good you are.
Right.
There's just going to be somebody, and they don't even have to necessarily be good.
Right.
It's just you just don't match up right, and you're done. You're done. But yeah, that was funny.
I do like those martial arts movies where they just pit two different styles.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
That's why Bloodsport
the monkey
was
and
so,
the crane.
That's why Bloodsport was so cool when it came out. I mean, now it's like unwatchable. But when it came out, you really didn't get a lot of
it. When I first saw it, I thought it was cool too. Yeah. But then the more I got into it, like the history of it, and the more I said, like, this is a real dude, apparently. I was like, now it's kind of a joke because I don't know if this guy's telling the truth.
Yeah,
he's not. Fucking kickboxer movie or Bloodsport movie where
they remade it.
They made a brand new one.
Yeah,
where Jean-Claude Batista trains a new kid.
With Batista.
Oh, really?
Oh, but Batista's what's his name?
Oh yeah, Batista's bad guy.
Bolo Young's part.
Is this
out already?
Yeah, it's out on Netflix.
I watched it on YouTube.
Yeah, it's not on Netflix.
I watched the bootleg on YouTube. It was beautiful.
Yeah, Batista is that four-arm guy from Mortal Kombat in that
Goro
movie. Yeah.
But you know what? It's like the ending fight to that. No spoilers.
For which one?
I don't want to spoil it, but he loses. Yeah. Yeah, I hate those movies because it's like he's kicking his ass. Like Batista's kicking that dude's ass, and then all of a sudden,
surrender.
Yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden, the guy just comes back on him. Batista's just standing there, ba-ba, and I'm like, what happened? Yeah,
I know.
Like you were dominating the guy, and all of a sudden, the guy decided, I'm mad, and that's gonna.
Martial arts are going to
be much better now.
Yeah,
well, and Batista, especially against Batista, I swear he's like an immortal dope.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Like he feels no pain. He's made out of rock, and then this guy beats him. Like it's so weird.
Just out of this.
Well, it's like just because Jean-Claude. I mean, human beings can't take punches like that.
Yeah,
I just
and they do the it's a Van Damme thing. So they do the kick.
To watch this
where the guy kicks and then they show the kick like three times. Well, no, they'll show the kick like bop, 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 like three times. You know, he'll do like a little roundhouse kick, and then they'll replay it like quickly, like five times.
Yeah.
Bah, 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 bah. And I'm like, what is this, man?
Sometimes I don't get those. Is that supposed to mean that he kicked the guy five times, or that were they just replaying it from all angles so you see how awesome the kick was?
Because the guy goes down so hard, and I'm like, damn, what happened right there?
Was it slow motion when he went down? Doom.
Yeah.
Doom.
And all the sweat and hairs are bouncing.
Yeah. They were supposed to make Lady Bloodsport, which was just a lady version of Bloodsport. Yeah. It was supposed to be like Ronda Rousey was supposed to be in it.
Ronda Rousey has her own issues.
Okay, USA.
She never got over her one loss, and she clearly was not ready when she fought again.
No.
So.
No.
Fighting's psychological.
Oh, yeah. There's
completely,
a lot of
if
it,
you're crazy enough to, you know, ignore any, offense against you, you're going to pull through.
Well,
but you know, some people just give up in a minute of it, like, oh no, I'm getting my ass kicked, and fetal position, and it's over.
You know, with her, I mean, she was just not suited to fight the Holm or whatever, the one that beat her.
Yeah.
I mean, she was never good against, you know, boxers.
Well,
that guy was a boxer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that girl just had her number. The way they matched up. But
that's what I'm saying. It's
clearly,
it's a matchup. So if you're going to go up. Somebody's doing it. Luis is doing it.
Yeah.
Science for everybody on. No, but
all on a podcast.
Yeah. When you're gonna fight a boxer and you're a Olympic bronze medalist
judo person.
Guess what?
Yes.
Maybe try to take that person down. Stop running at him
with
your fist up.
Well, and I think the thing was during the weigh-in, her behavior during the weigh-in, It's like you're obviously scared of this person.
Yeah.
And that's during the weigh-in. So you walked into that fight. You'd already lost.
I didn't watch the weigh-in.
You lost right up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did she do in the weigh-in? I didn't.
She did a little faint.
She wouldn't come out.
She acted like some. She honestly acted like an immature, like a really insecure kid.
She was like, she put her fist in her face. You know, when they're doing the thing.
Yeah. She doesn't do that, though, usually, right? I don't remember her actually doing that before.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, she would weigh in, and she would smile, and it was like a whole thing. Yeah. Like, I know I'm going to beat this bitch's ass. Yeah.
She knew she didn't match up well, and she did nothing to try to.
All I can say is I've never seen a guy, other than maybe fighting like Anderson Silva, I've never seen anybody run up to somebody, swing, and miss so hard.
Yeah.
That they almost fell down because she just matrixed her. She's like, whoop, she ducked, and she was literally running with her fist like at her.
It was bad.
Just running at her and getting just punch, swing, almost falling down, turning around. And then that one part where she swung and she missed and she got totally turned around.
Yeah.
And it was like in my mind it was like slow motion. I was like, God damn, she's gonna kick her right in the face. And she didn't even know where she was at.
Yeah. Right.
At that moment where, you know what I mean? If you swing at somebody and you miss and you don't know and they're behind you, dude, I'm running to the cage. And then I'm like turning around like, where is this person?
Yeah.
But instead, she just stood right there and just like,
it's like
turned around. And that girl just fucking kicked her in the
face.
And
even in the last, recent one, she clearly was not ready to fight again.
No.
Not psychologically.
Uh-uh.
Whatever she had to get over, she did nothing to get over. She walked into that fucking octagon scared.
Here's the thing, okay? And I hope she's listening. I still love you, and I still think you're awesome.
Yeah, I do
too. Just keep that in mind when you listen, because I'm sick of these people who...
It's sad to see a fighter
go through that. But I'm sick of these people.
Because it's fear. It's
I don't
fear.
Like these people who are like, oh, she lost. She's nothing anymore.
No, you know what I mean?
I hate that. You know how many people I've talked to who are just like, she sucks? Like, dude,
you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you have no idea.
And the crazy thing is that...
Have you ever fought before?
And these are people who would say things like, oh, man, she's great, and I love her, and then she loses, and it's like, whatever, sucks.
Isn't that a little bit like kind of sexist? Because look at the guys that fight. There's legendary guys the UFC brings those guys out, like BJ Penn all the time.
Yeah.
He gets his ass kicked every 2 years.
Yeah.
But they keep bringing him out. And you know what? Every time they bring him out, everybody's like the legend.
Well,
the legend.
She unfortunately was in the position of being their figurehead.
Yeah.
Because she was attractive.
Oh,
and they pushed it.
Make no mistake, those two losses cost her
a lot of stuff. They cost her movies.
A lot of movies. Like, you know, she's going to be the... What is that? Gina Carano?
Gina Carano made gorgeous. More than one movie, by the way.
I know. But most of them are direct to...
I loved her in that one movie that she did with...
Deadpool?
No.
Haywire.
Yeah, I liked Haywire.
Haywire, yeah. Did you know
she kicks the shit out of a bunch of...
But they dumped
Michael Fassbender's ass.
Channing Tatum's ass twice.
Oh, yeah.
They dumped her voice. Did you know that?
Did they?
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
With who?
She's so
good. Someone different?
She's so good looking. Who was that guy that directed it?
What was his name?
Steven Soderbergh?
Soderbergh wanted to... Yeah, he liked her. And then when they brought her in and they did like stuff there, he didn't like the voice.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he dubbed her voice.
Aww. That's why she sounds like Rosie Perez.
Hey, you stupid! Get over here! I'm going to
so good
beat
looking
you
in
up.
That movie.
And she fought... what's his name?
You know, it's funny. In The Wicker Man, the main woman in the Wicker Man, they did the same thing with her. They dubbed her lines because she sounded very young and they didn't want her to sound young.
That's why she sounds like Rosie Perez in it. She's like,
hey, Nicolas Cage, you stupid Wicker Man.
Well, I meant the old ones. The old Wicker
Man. They're going to get you with the bees.
The old Wicker Man. Oh, okay.
Oh, the bees!
Who was that girl in the old Wicker Man?
No, in the old
Who
Wicker
was that
Man.
Girl?
Not
that lady.
You're not talking about Britt Eklund?
Yeah.
She's so gorgeous.
God.
And she dances naked in the hotel room.
Yes.
And just like...
Yes, but they didn't like her voice, so they dubbed it with some actress who apparently was known for doing that kind of stuff.
Oh,
Rosie Perez.
Was it Rosie Perez?
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Rosie Perez.
We did.
What you doing, stupid?
Zuzu Trooper. Zuzu Trooper.
The Wicker Man.
Get in the big Wicker Man. We're going to lock you in it. Let's burn them. Get the bees.
Oh, the bees.
I'm glad I didn't see the new one. The old one's so good.
Yeah, this episode's timeless.
Yes. Yeah,
all I know is if
someone's going to listen to this 2 years from now and be like, Kong? That was 2 years ago. What the hell? They didn't even try to make this last episode timeless in any way?
Nope.
You know what? This is our last episode. I'm going to tell everybody Trump about Kong. I'm going to tell everybody what happens in the whole movie in Kong. Okay. I'm going to ruin it for everybody.
It'll have been out a week by then. Just let me plug my ears.
Nah, I'm not.
Let me take off my headphones and walk out of the room.
It's all right.
This was when Trump was still alive, you guys.
Yeah. Oh. What is that?
What the heck? What are you predicting 2 years from now?
No.
How are you psychic right now?
Have you seen those Deadpool?
No matter what happens, at one point this will be true.
Have you seen those Deadpool shirts?
No.
With him? With Trump?
Really?
Yeah, there's like these, like, it's obviously him, and he's skewered, and Deadpool's got him, like, with a sword.
That's funny.
I'm like, what the heck?
Damn.
People were going crazy on Facebook. Like, look, I'm against him as much as anybody else, but this might be going a little too far or whatever.
If you guys were idiots enough to put a man in office, then you're done.
Yeah.
Go home. There's nothing else to see here.
Yeah, nothing for you to
see. Idiots. You
nothing
idiots.
To see here.
Yeah. How many Americans
don't
are
look
there?
At me. I voted for Harambe. I threw my vote away.
All right. Yikes.
I voted for Gary Johnson or what's her name. I forgot what the other lady's name was.
Jack Johnson and John Jackson. Oh, no, wait, that was The Simpsons.
Yeah. No, that was Futurama.
That was Futurama.
Yeah, that was Futurama.
That's funny. That's so true as well. Oh, God. I voted for Rosie Perez, so.
Yo, I'm running for president.
I'm not even running for office, stupid.
The one from Do the Right Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the best one.
White Man Can't Jump.
With the ice.
Pineapple Express. Office, Mookie. I'm doing the voice, though. I'm running for office, Mookie.
Yeah.
Damn, when he can't the ice, you know? When he
can't ice.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody! Shh.
It's the Rosie Perez.
Oh God!
It's the Rosie Perez episode.
If you're listening, we appreciate you.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not. It's all flattery. I promise.
Wasn't she in
Pineapple Express?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
What a cute little cop!
Yeah.
What an adorable little cop.
That was weird. That was weird when she just popped up.
Yeah.
That whole movie was jarring. You know, at the beginning. Pineapple Express.
Oh, okay.
At the beginning, you're smoking, enjoying a comedy, and then your heart's fucking pounding, and you're hoping these kids don't get killed. It's freaking, hey, man, paranoia-inducing movie.
Yes.
Stoners beware.
Stoners beware.
That reminds me of, you mentioned that Chips
movie.
Oh,
the new Chips movie.
Coming out. And who's that guy?
Michael Pena. Yeah.
So I think I told you there's this movie that he made this last year, I guess, called it's called War on Everyone.
Something. Oh, you were telling me about that. Yeah.
And it's just crazy because in the movie he's playing a cop and stuff, and it's a comedy, but it's also kind of very violent and everything. And then I don't know, it's just like I don't know who I was talking to. I was like, it's just funny that here's this Chips movie and it looks funny. But probably when you watch it, you'll realize that all of the funny moments were in the trailer.
Yeah.
Whereas
formula,
and it's like I just want to tell everybody, like I want to like hand out like leaflets as people come in and say, okay, if you're disappointed with this movie, here's a movie I recommend.
Yeah,
where he actually plays a cop and it's a comedy,
and it's
actually better probably than this movie that got released in the theater.
Yeah,
and this one didn't even get released in the theater.
Wasn't he the cop in that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal where they had body cams the whole time? Wasn't that him?
Nightcrawler?
No,
not Nightcrawler. No. They were cops, and they took
Was it him?
The police.
I don't
even
remember what it's called.
Oh,
I remember Jake Gyllenhaal.
I think I know what you're
talking
about.
Was it called?
I don't remember the movie though.
I don't remember.
Something Watch.
Yeah.
End of Watch.
End of Watch. Was
End
that
of
him
Watch?
Too?
Was that him?
No.
Was that Michael Pena?
I'm gonna look that
why
up right now.
Why is Michael Pena being? Why is he a cop in all these movies?
He wasn't a cop in Ant-Man. He was a thug. He was a henchman.
He was a cholo.
True.
Yeah, it was Michael Pena and Jake Gyllenhaal.
And in Fury, he was actually pretty good. Mexican tank driver. How the hell did that happen in 1940?
Well, there was a lot of Puerto Rican tank drivers.
That's true.
When I was in there was a lot of Puerto Ricans in the U.S. military.
Yeah, that's been ever since, you know, the freaking whatever treaty happened in the 40s. But that's crazy.
That's the one guy
said. L.A. Mexican dude. He had the whole Cholo thing going on in World War II. I was like, man, I'm sure this happened in real life. But you just never see it.
Yeah.
You just never see it in history books or whatever, but obviously There's been Mexicans in this country since freaking late 17.
Wait. There was Mexicans in Mexico, and then we took over part of Mexico, and they stayed. That's what it was.
Oh, that's what what I was.
And then we paid them a lot of money for a shitty strip of land in New Mexico and Arizona.
The whole Chinese and Mexico thing, I forgot that, you know, like when the white people drove them out of freaking America into Mexico. They were a whole part of the whole railroad thing.
Yeah.
And they stayed in Mexico and they speak fluent Spanish. There's awesome Chinese food down there, the whole nine.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
Well,
it's crazy. It's crazy to be
in Germans in Mexico so too. Weird. That's where friggin' Ranchero came from.
My mom, when she was a young lady, she worked at a furniture store owned by a German couple.
Yeah, you did tell me that. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It was weird.
They were at her wedding. They're the only blue-eyed, blonde, white people at her wedding.
When we were fluent Spanish.
When we were in that restaurant, that Chinese restaurant, right? We were on this tour, went to San Felipe, Mexico, and we came back out. We stopped at the border, and we're eating at this. And it was funny. I was just blowing my mind because they were hanging out in there. You know what I mean? It was just a bunch of Chinese people in there.
Yeah.
And I remember asking the driver, I'm like, so you're telling me these people can't just walk across the border into the U.S.?
No.
They're like, no, they're Mexican citizens. Yeah. And I'm like, you're blowing my mind right now, dude. These people are 100% pure Chinese.
Which this is also crazy. Can't.
They're speaking Chinese to each other.
Yeah.
They can't just walk across the border.
Did they ever break?
Chinese people can't do that.
Only Mexicans can't walk across the border. This is crazy.
but they're Mexican.
Not right.
It's blowing my mind. Did they start talking in Spanish?
Trump would let them over.
Uh-huh.
He would be like,
China. I love that.
Oh,
China,
maybe not. China.
We're friends with China. Come on over.
Yeah.
You guys ready for a break? Before we get to our very last section?
Yeah.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk about all our favorite fantasies involving Rosie Perez and more multilingual Chinese people.
Human centipede. Human centipede, when we come stupid. Back.
Down
or something.
Cold opening.
Welcome to the last show, I guess. We haven't touched on pornography, so we're going to talk about pornography in this segment.
Okay.
I got a lot to say about this subject.
I watched Porno Holocaust.
What
the hell?
It's a real movie. It's
send that link to me now and then and then explain what you're talking
that
about.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it was
I can't. It's like a train wreck, though. I have to see it.
No, and it's from like 1979.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Whoa. Is it really?
Yeah. Zombie on an island. These people, they're stranded on an island and the zombie.
Shooting a porn and a zombie outbreak happens?
No, they just land there. And
where's the porno part of this movie? That's what I wanted to know.
There is a zombie that has hardcore sex with the girls from the island, the island.
What? That sounds horrible.
Most of them are.
That sounds like a sea movie.
It sounds like a remake of Horrors of Spider Island.
German
horror / softcore porn movie.
It's all in Italian and, it was.
Yikes.
Anyway.
Final
goodbyes, everybody. Let's just say you okay with that or you want to talk about something else?
No, let's talk about the upcoming Comic Con. Isn't it amazing coming? This
amazing is the end of March.
Yeah. Oh, the end of March. Look at that.
I think it's 31st, 1st, and 2nd, something like that.
See, that's amazing. Are you guys going? You guys have any artist tables there?
No.
Oh, we're not going. I want to go.
Oh,
I will.
I'm going to Salt Lake City Comic Con next weekend.
Oh, nice. That's huge.
That's what you sound like right now.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That is what you sound like right now.
Just don't get pulled over in Utah, man.
Yeah,
their slogan is come for vacation, stay for probation.
Wow.
They suck. Yeah. Wow. They'll pull you over for anything and imprison you for anything.
Oh, good thing I have the facial hair and haircut of, of a 90% Mormon tabernacle of Mormons choir. Under 30.
Or a Unabomber.
Even over 30.
Yeah.
Or a Unabomber.
Or a Unabomber.
The domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
He's there to make a pilgrimage or bring down the whole government.
You look like you've written a manifesto. Have you written a manifesto?
Possibly.
You don't need to travel with a dossier.
Yeah. Is that a high-powered sniper rifle, sir? Yeah.
No, but this is a bottle of European absinthe.
All right, go ahead then.
Contraband.
Yeah, I might be.
It's contraband, stupid. It's contraband, stupid.
This is the Rosie Perez episode.
Searching my whole Isuzu Druba.
What did she ever do to us?
I love her. It's she's always in my head. I'm sorry if this is a surprise to you guys.
No. It's more of an appreciation, I think. I would say.
Totally.
So for me, it is. Running through your head like door to door like a Scooby-Doo episode.
Completely, dude.
I think I'm going to watch
I'm going to watch
Do the Right Thing, and I'm going to watch White Men Can't Jump tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Double feature.
She was in that. That's right.
I got to finish watching Godzilla versus King Kong.
Is it good? Because I almost started watching
it's cheesy
it
good, yeah.
What year was that?
63.
Damn.
Yeah.
Cheesy
good. If you like old Godzilla movies, it's one of the best.
By the way,
no doubt about that.
Speaking of, I just sounded like I'm, like, I don't know, I made that sound really old, but speaking of Andrew, Mr. AP.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
The other day.
Yeah.
So the day he's playing, You got the touch. You got the power. You know?
Yeah.
And I guess it's from... Is that from some...
Transformers?
Movie,
yeah. Well, it's got big because of...
And, so I told him...
And Boogie Nights.
Right. So I'm like, dude, that's Boogie Nights right there. And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, Boogie Nights. So I start playing it for him. And then he goes, dude, I'm not old. Or something like that. I'm like, holy crap, dude, so it's 97.
His reference was 11 years older than yours.
Was it?
Yeah, because Transformers was 86 and Boogie Nights was
97. If he was doing Transformers.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing Transformers. He's singing Transformers.
His reference is 11 years older than yours.
Did you tell him that Boogie Nights is 97?
Yeah. I'm like, it's 1997. And he was just like,
Did you start
oblivious. And I'm like, you've never seen Boogie Nights. And he's like, no, like something like that's an old movie.
So, okay. Like, so when he told you that, did you tear up and start going, be nice to me? Stop it. Be nice to me.
No, I just felt sad for him.
Yeah, ignorance.
Did you tell
horrible.
Him it was 97 though?
Ignorance is bad.
Yeah. I looked it up right there. I'm like, dude, that's not an old movie.
Well,
I'm like, and look it up. I was like, 1997. That's not, I don't consider any movie in the 90s old.
No. Yeah. Film's only like 120 years old. Nothing, no movie's really old. God. True.
Right there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, go look at a Renaissance painting and tell me a movie's old.
Only recently people have died. There's people that were old enough to remember the first movie.
Exactly.
Do you think that it'll be weird when you're like, let's say, in your 60s and you're telling your grandkids to watch this movie? But
no, it won't be weird because it's only 11 years from now.
No. But it's like when you know, like when your grandpa would tell you, "Oh, I got a real scary movie for you. It's called Dracula with Bela Lugosi." Yeah. But then later on, like down the road when you're 60, we're like, "I got a scary movie for you. It's called Human Centipede Third Sequence."
That's a big difference.
I'm going to ask you a question: Have you kids seen Necromantic? That's boring. That's an old movie. Yeah, boring.
But it'll be like music, like you know, like your grandparents. Yeah. Let's put on some music. You know, and then but now you're like, hey, let's put on some music. It's Snoop Dogg or something like that.
No, I think I'm getting that happen. Way. It'll like, happen. I know at work they play like the local or
this
the hip hop station
rap.
At work.
This is lame. Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, hip hop was a lot better than this.
I told him, I said, I want to do that. I said, all day at work, this is me. And I held up a trash can and I was listening, like, put my head in it. They're like, what are you talking about? I said, I'm listening to garbage all day. And they're like, whatever.
This Grandmaster Flash song is about cocaine. And they're just like, oh, Grandpa, everyone does cocaine nowadays. It's actually good for you.
I just had
they replaced
some blown
caffeine
up my
with cocaine years ago. Yeah. Nobody cares.
Get with the times, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Like Futurama when Fry's listening to Baby Got Back.
Yeah.
She's like, you can't sit around listening to classical music.
Baby Got Back. Yeah, that's gonna happen.
It'll be the same thing. Oh my god, this isn't even in hyper color, it's in regular color, Grandpa.
Yeah,
it's really amazing because my kids, you know, they know all of the entire history of human catalog and the new stuff. Like, I can't keep up with the new shit coming out, but my kids know who Prince is and what Led Zeppelin is and Elvis. It's crazy. They have all of the internet in their head.
When we were kids, though. to be fair, I mean, if it wasn't on the radio station,
yeah we didn't know about it.
Somebody had to introduce it to you via album or cassette.
Yep. Correct. Yeah.
I mean, that's now true. It's everywhere.
Streaming.
So
you can just listen to a whole album on YouTube pervasive. Or Spotify.
Yeah, it is pervasive.
I remember I went on to LA with when I was a little kid, and my friend bought that Easy Does It tape. And we went back and we were at his grandmother's where we were spending the night. And I just remember at night just passing the tape around and listening to it. And I was like, he's got, what did he say? What was that one? Fishy than a seafood salad. Like, what did that mean? I didn't even know half the stuff meant, but I knew it was
fresh
bad.
And clean like Anne Frank. What the hell?
Oh, man.
Dude, when NWA first came out and I heard Fuck the Police, my mind was blown.
Wait a minute. The National Wrestling Alliance said Fuck the Police?
Yes, because of the Million Dollar Man, big boss man was in his pocket, remember? No, but when I heard that for the first time, it blew me away. I didn't even know how that was possible, right?
Yeah.
So we're jaded 30 years later, and I'm listening to Dee Antwoord. You know Dee Antwoord?
Yeah, I love Dee Antwoord. Yeah.
So there's this a piece of music where the DJ High Tech, will fuck you in the ass. DJ High Tech will fuck you in the ass, you punk-ass faggot, like that. And my daughter was so disgusted and wowed by it. I was like, so this is what it takes to get the Fuck the Police response. Yeah. You know? I was like, oh my God.
Anal
like,
rape?
When we were young, we used to say fuck you, faggot, every day.
Every day,
Fuck the Police was mind-blowing to us. But now Fuck the Police ain't shit. Yeah. It's a picket line sign now.
Yeah.
But you can't say fuck you, punk-ass white boy or whatever. Man, right? Doesn't that blow your minds?
Perspective.
Very much so.
Perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someday we'll all be old.
Not me. I'm gonna drink.
I plan to live forever.
I drink formaldehyde every day. The answer is of apple cider vinegar.
You think there was like? Yeah. You think there's
so
movies?
These ads keep telling me.
Yeah. Are there movies that come along? Do you think that like? I know. Why do we always talk about this movie every
the
time?
Thing?
No, that Dawn of the Dead. That vampire movie with
Dracula.
Pretty vampires.
Twilight.
Oh, Twilight. Yeah. Twilight.
You think Twilight was a moment where we
I'm
all got old?
No,
I'm a monster.
There was always stupid shit out there.
Okay. Because it always. Seemed like.
Wait, so you're asking, do we not like it because we're
people
old, or do we not like it because it's bad?
Let's say, like, in the
30s. Yeah, it's 30s, two different questions.
Okay, for instance, there was this girl that asked me, she's like, hey, we're going to go to the movies. And she was like, do you want to see, what is that? 50 Shades of Dark,
gray. Is it? Or Gray? Or
the sequel?
Stop pretending like you don't know. You have all the books.
Well, I mean, the book's probably, but I'm like
50 tabs of Chatterbait.
Like she told me that, and I couldn't even believe it.
50
I'm
open
like,
tabs of Chatterbait.
I'm like, there is no way I'm going to see that movie.
Right.
Like,
can't make
you know?
Me. Can't but make
that's
me.
Like a, but there is a lot of females that they love that.
Yeah.
That,
if my girl wanted to go see it, I'd have to. Like,
no,
my penis wouldn't stand for that.
Right. But I don't know. I just felt like there was a moment right there where I was like,
no,
she was like super like, let's go see that new 50 Shades. And I'm like,
I mean,
no.
You gotta,
isn't that weird?
Yeah, but you gotta, I mean, there's a certain perspective to that. And I mean, like, what would be
but females' minds are so small and feeble.
Oh my God.
It's easy to get them in there.
No, I'm
talking
about.
Never podcast in this town again.
Yeah.
I'm not, I'm just.
Everybody know. Whoever doesn't know that's
well,
done
no,
for
like,
humor
well,
needs to turn the radio off right now.
Look at Heavy Metal, right? The old movie, right? Just, if you look at it objectively, it's incredibly sexist. You know, blah, 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 blah. You go on and on and on about it. But ultimately, at its core, it's adolescent fantasy.
Right.
It's male adolescent fantasy, quite specifically. I mean, you know, movies like 50 Shades and even Twilight, it's just, it's the same thing.
Same
it's
exact
just
thing.
A different type of adolescent fantasy. So, yeah, I don't like Twilight, but is it really fair for me to just, and I
not
could
at
argue
all, yeah.
that it represents a lot of bad things, but. And heavy
it's
metal
not for
does
you.
Too.
And yeah, and
heavy
it's
metal
not
represents
us.
A lot of bad things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, Twilight's not our dance.
It's an it's an escapist adolescent fantasy for different types of people.
It's
different.
Just now that we're more well connected, we can just talk about it.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot more
it's all
exponentially.
Up
you know what I mean?
Head.
Like instead of just
keeping it kind of to yourself. Now you can get everybody else telling you how bad of a movie it is. So it's got that kind of a bad rap to it.
I'm a monster.
To us, nothing.
What?
To us, it's probably nothing sexier than a chick in a bikini riding a dragon. But to women, it's a dude it's in an awesome suit, like a nice ass
that
tailored
stalks them.
Suit. Yeah.
That stalks them.
Yeah,
and is a vampire, but
yeah.
Oh, and thinks they're a monster, but isn't really.
Sure, but if I stalk them, I'm a monster.
Yeah.
I want you to rape me, but only if it's okay with me.
But it's the same thing. I mean, heavy metal. I mean, that's.
It's really bad.
Yeah, yeah. Objectively speaking, yeah, it's bad. But it's just a different
doesn't
type
mean
of
someone
fantasy.
Can enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, there
but
we
I
go.
Still
we
hate just,
Twilight.
We
figured it out, you guys.
We just found out Paul loves Twilight and Fifty Shades of Grey.
We solved sexism.
We did.
We solved sexism and misogyny. We're free.
I will never watch
enjoy your movies, Paul.
I will never watch that.
Fuck these guys. Enjoy your movie.
That's right.
Don't listen to us. If
you
love Fifty Shades of Grey
and you put in the Twilight quadrilogy,
it
is. No. As soon as you get home.
No, sweetheart, you go home and you draw yourself a nice warm bubble bath, light some candles, right?
Yeah. And you
sit in there and you read Fifty Shades of Grey.
No, I say, look, I'll go see Fifty Shades of Grey, but we're going to come back and watch Porno Holocaust. Okay?
is that the name of the movie?
That is a real thing.
Oh,
right?
My God. That's
Porno Holocaust.
I want that to be my death metal band name.
Now, by the way, Porno Holocaust is, they didn't just say porno because they wanted to make that
there's actual
word.
Pornography.
There's actual.
That's going to be my Wi-Fi password.
Porno Holocaust?
I know it's inevitable, but we do have to end the show. So let's really just go around and talk about what we liked about doing the show. Who wants to start? Anybody want to start?
I'll start. Okay. I've been a guest on this show
a few times,
and I had a lot of fun. I love being here and able to just come in on a crazy caffeine high and just rip into whatever subject matter, you know, any joking, any, it's all done in fun. You guys are a bunch of great guys, and I know I've made you guys, you know,
uncomfortable,
like,
at times.
Oh, yeah, uncomfortable at times.
Mostly this episode, not really episodes. Please go on.
But you never shied away from inviting me back and, you know, realizing that it's all in jest. Like, we do not insult our audience's intelligence. We respect them and we don't want to go too far, but we never ever insult your guys' intelligence. You know, the Rush Limbaugh impressions are awesome. Like, we can go as far and as crazy in pop culture references.
Yeah.
And I think it's all encompassing. And that's what my favorite thing about the Geek Lounge is.
Cool.
Too bad it's over.
Yeah.
You can if you want.
Indefinite hiatus. It's not over.
You know, I liked is for it's one, funniest. Like huh? it gave funny. Me something to do on Sundays. To be honest with you, otherwise I just sleep forever. And then, I mean, man, who doesn't like going and talking about movies and stuff like that? I mean,
everyone does, according to every other podcast out there.
Yeah, you know. Going in, talking about topics, movies, whatever, and then with the potential of people actually listening to, you know, it's kind of cool and stuff. And, you know, I like you guys, so that helps. If I didn't like you guys,
that wouldn't be as good.
Yeah. No.
Man, why are you getting all emotional?
Every time we ask you, you're just like, oh, these guys again. Yeah.
You need to start reading them Twilight books all emotional.
Do it when you've lit some scented candles in a bubble bag.
I'm
50 Shades of Twilight.
I'm dripping glitter.
He's crying actual glitter.
Yeah.
Again, the band's name is Porno Holocaust. The album, Dripping Glitter, dropping April 1st.
You guys are dragging me down. I'll tell you why. I don't see, in my mind, like I'm not. Nothing is ending. I mean, I'm still going to be doing things. I'm still going to be coming here. I have plans to do X, Y, and Z. You guys make me feel like, wow, it's really over. But I guess for me, I just don't think of it that way. So I don't know what to say. Specifically this show, it's been a lot of fun. You know, what can you say?
There should be more of your ears out there.
Yeah, well, yeah, that is a disappointment. I mean,
we'd be back next week. There were more ears.
It was sad to see the numbers and only, you know, see us on potentially big shows that we really thought were going to do something. Maybe only get like 30 more people. That was kind of a bummer. But you know, it is what it is. And you know, for me, it's not over. Maybe this show's over. for now. I don't even think of this show as being over. I just think of it as sort of being on a hiatus. Whatever that means, maybe it'll never come back. I don't know.
I think it's Greek.
I'm not going to think of that, but hiatus.
Yeah, I think so.
But, yeah.
Hiatus, Aurelius. Oh, that's
I'm still planning on having fun. I'm still planning on having fun with you guys, just in different ways. So I guess that's the way I look at it. I don't know.
I thought we weren't going to talk about porn anymore.
You guys are just... Hey-o! But yeah, you guys are dragging me down,
well,
man.
No, sorry.
It's okay. That's okay.
Well, look.
I guess I thought.
I don't know what the future of this show is. I can't say one way or the other. But like you said, we're not done. We're not gone.
Yep.
We're going to have different projects that we're going to work on.
Try different things
to entertain you. And hopefully those will catch a lot better than this did.
Correct. Yes.
But what I liked about this show was... We would have a structure to the show, but we would always try to make it seem like you were just a bunch of friends hanging out.
Yep.
And what really made me happy about doing that was that it was like we were doing that, but we just had the inclusion of you who is listening. So it was like we were just a bigger group of people. Yep. And I did appreciate that, and I did like that. And if you were listening to us from the beginning,
thank you.
Thank you very much. And if you're listening to us now, thank you also, as thank well. You. Also, yeah. Thank you. We really appreciate it. If you loved us or hate us, doesn't matter. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. You know, especially thank you. You, Japanese dude.
Yeah.
Domo arigato.
Domo arigato. So yeah, like you said, we're not really leaving this show. I don't know what the future of this show is going to be, but we will be back, and you'll hear from us, and we'll hopefully try to do something that a lot more people can enjoy.
Yep.
But I had so much fun coming in here. Talking to different people about different things, and again, including you into our conversation. So thank you very much for being here and for listening and for buying t-shirts if you bought a t-shirt, and if not, that's okay too.
Yeah.
But thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Awesome.
And that's it.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, guys. I really appreciate it.
So goodbye.
Yeah, I hate
this emotions. Show is a 3-hour show. A 3-hour show.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're still going to be on social media, guys. You can still go to Facebook.
Yeah.
You can still go to Twitter.
I won't be doing any more movie reviews because I saw how that went over.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Well, I wanted to see if I get a reaction.
Yeah, sure. Didn't
and work. I got the exact opposite
Nobody
reaction
cared.
I was hoping. Nobody gave a shit. So no more movie reviews.
No more reviews. We might change some of our handles around, but we're still going to be on Facebook and on Twitter.
Absolutely.
And of course, our store isn't going away. So, if you didn't have a chance to buy a Geekland shirt and you wanted to, they'll be there for you to buy. And we have non-show shirts, too, for you to enjoy.
We still exist. The lounge is still
there.
I
still want to do a 2017 Daruma shirt.
Yeah.
Gaga Hub is still there.
The network is around. Yeah. We will be around. We're not going anywhere.
Correct.
Porno Holocaust t-shirts available.
Porno Holocaust.
I think they are.
They are.
Chatterbait logo shirts available now.
If they start paying us, I'll sell the shirts.
Human Centipede Third Sequence shirts available.
Get at us, X-Hamster. Save the show, X-Hamster.
Yeah.
You know what you have to do.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll be back in a few weeks.
As something different.
And hopefully is something better and...
I've grown attached to this name, though. I don't think I want to change my name back to my name. I kind of like this name.
Which one?
Smasher.
Well, don't change it then.
Okay. Why would you smash? I thought you had that the entire time for, privacy.
Again. No, I mean, we were trying to do something a little different.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me Smasher isn't your last name? You lied to me?
It was supposed to be a science joke. I think it was funny that everybody thought it was like a porn joke.
No,
I'm like, no, it's a science joke.
I was sitting there, we were like trying to think, you were trying to think of like, well, I need a name. And I was like, Adam Smasher.
Yeah.
It's a science joke because I'm smart. All right. So
all right, guys.
Again, thank you very much.
I don't want to go.
Goodbye and good night.
I don't want to go.
Good night and good luck.
I don't want to go.
Created by Louise Latore and Munch, the Geek Lounge is produced
and hosted by Louise LaTorre and Adam Smasher, and was recorded at Giga Hub Studios. You can find this show and many other shows at GigaHub.com and on Facebook under the Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge. The show's theme is Shock Lunatique by the band Turquoise. You can find them at TurquoiseBand.com. TurquoiseBand.com for music, merchandise, tour dates, and much more.
Don't go then. Let's do a whole another 5 hours. Let's
Woo!
Go.
Yeah! I want to eat you. I want to eat you.
Hey, guys. We're still running for president.
I would have worn your skin.
Me and Buffalo Bill over here.
I don't know what this guy's talking about.
I'm going to put 4 asses on it. I give the show 4 out of 4 asses.
I'm going to wear your skin. I'm going to wear it.
Whoa.
I'm going to wear your skin.
It puts the lotion on the skin. It does what it's told.
All 4 asses.
It puts the lotion on all 4 asses.
Get the butter. Get the butter. Get the butter.
Go get the butter. Get the hustle butter.
Rosie Perez. Rosie, it puts the ice on her skin.
Oh, no. Wait till I get out of this well. I'm going to fuck you up, fucking asshole. You think you can skin me alive? Get down here.
Stop cursing.
I got a razor in my mouth.
Stop this cursing. Is a children's show, you stupid.
Precious doesn't like bad language.
You're going to skin me with the children listening?
You're wow. scared of the little guy I hang out with. Cut it out. You know, Rosie Perez will be better with 4 asses on.
Come down here! Get in this pit!
Oh, that's great. Oh. Good night.
Goodbye.